specific mornings.
March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. Now, endometriosis is a condition in which the tissue that is similar to the lining of the womb grows outside it. Common symptoms include debilitating pelvic pain that can put a woman's life on hold around or during her period. And it can also affect fertility. While endometriosis most often affects the reproductive organs, it is frequently found in the bowel and bladder and has been found in muscle, joints, the lungs and the brain as well. Yet, it is one of the most common female health conditions, and according to endometriosis.com, the condition affects an estimated 176 million women worldwide. That's one in 10 women. Yet, despite being so common, women with endometriosis claim that delayed diagnosis is a real problem. In fact, there's a 3 to 11 year wait between the onset of pain symptoms and the final diagnosis of endometriosis. 3 to 11 years. That is huge. But now, for the first time in New Zealand, best practice guidelines will be introduced for doctors treating patients suffering from endometriosis in a bid to improve early detection and ease the suffering of this common but woefully undertreated disorder. For more on this new initiative, New Zealand's Minister of Women and Associate Health Minister Julianne Genter spoke to ABC's Jordan Fennell.
We want our health system to work for all people, and especially women. And when it comes to endometriosis, it can affect up to 1 out of 10 New Zealand women and girls. And often the diagnosis takes on average 8 years to get. There can be extreme pain and other health problems associated with it, and it simply hasn't been treated as well and as early as it should be for many women.
And can I ask what exactly these guidelines are that you've proposed?
The new guidelines are the first of their kind in New Zealand, and they were developed by a really broad group of stakeholders, including Endometriosis New Zealand and the professional colleges of general practitioners and other specialists who treat women. And what these guidelines do is they will make it, hopefully, easier for general practitioners and other health professionals to identify early symptoms of endometriosis so that women can get treatment earlier, they can get referrals to specialists earlier, and that should reduce the pain and suffering associated with the disease.
And do doctors have to take on these guidelines, or are they sort of just proposals that they can use if they want to, and it's not mandated that they have to?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, certainly it's what's considered best practice, and having these formalized in this particular way, we would expect doctors to embrace them and to use them. But of course, with these things, it always takes time. It takes time for the education to happen. And I know the colleges will be working very closely with Endometriosis New Zealand to make sure that as many health practitioners as possible know about the guidelines and are able to accurately diagnose and treat endometriosis early.
And so women's pain is often something that isn't taken seriously, and even endometriosis itself is only something that has recently really been talked about widely. What impact do you think this will have on women in New Zealand to have these guidelines in place for if they do present to a doctor and say, hey, I've got these symptoms, I think, you know, maybe I've got endometriosis?
Well, the guidelines are really a first step, and we know that there needs to be more research, more data collected from our district health boards, which are the way the public health service is organized on a regional basis in New Zealand. Getting information and research will help ensure that there's adequate funding. We know that if endometriosis is treated earlier, the treatment is less invasive and less costly than if it goes undetected for many, many years. So the impact for women that I expect to see is women's pain taken more seriously, that there's the opportunity to do an early diagnosis and treatment, and that will mean that women aren't suffering with this pain. It's not stopping them from going to work or to school, that they're able to get on with their lives and, you know, be healthy and happy.
Now, in New Zealand, it's obviously made up of an array of different cultures, and there's a high percentage of Maori and Pacifica women who live in New Zealand. I'm wondering if these guidelines have anything that looks at cultural sensitivity to women who may come from cultures where perhaps mentioning pain and talking about it, or even things like endometriosis and period pain, are not really discussed.
Well, there's very little research on the diagnosis and treatment of endometriosis in Maori women, and it was noted in the guidance that this should be a priority, that services must be available, accessible and acceptable to Maori. And, of course, we have a whole Maori health strategy because our health system, we're well aware, has very inequitable outcomes at the moment for Maori. And so we have to work right across everything to ensure that we are better meeting the health needs of Maori in New Zealand.
And I wanted to ask, and feel free, obviously, to not discuss it if you don't want to, but I wanted to ask if yourself or women you know have suffered from endometriosis and what that experience has been like.
I myself do not, but I had really terrible period pain. I remember being in high school and just barely being able to listen in class. So I can imagine how much worse it would be for women suffering from endometriosis. And I do have close colleagues and friends who have suffered from it and have really struggled to get the care and support that they need from the health system. So I hope this will make a difference to them.